evening. We are grateful for the kind words of encouragement from Brother Kevin Smith and his good wife, Sister Tammy, for the hospitality, the tour of the man-made lake that we enjoyed, everything today, and we're just grateful and appreciative. Appreciate the congregation, the membership here, your love and dedication to the cause of Christ and for the truth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the gospel preachers that have influenced me down through the years, Brother Tom Bright, Brother Robert Taylor Jr., Brother Harold Davison, who was instrumental in helping us be where we are in our new location at Troy Road in Obion. Brother Garland Elkins and his literature, and listen to him stand so firm on the truth. Remember the debate that he had concerning divorce and remarriage with on the Phil Donahue show years ago. Tonight we look at God's word, Acts chapter 2, verse number 36, beginning down, concluding verse number 41. The Apostle Peter, as Luke the writer, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward, crooked generation. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized that same day, were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The theme is salvation and the church, the Lord's call. The Lord calls all to be members of the church of the Bible. And one might ask the question, does the Lord call men through the gospel to be saved? And the affirmative is yes, he does call men, but one needs to be convinced the Lord only calls through the word to men to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's not calling through a still, small voice in the middle of the night or middle of a cave. The Apostle Peter had just accused the Jews. In verse 36, we learn that the Jews were guilty of crucifying the Messiah, and God raised him from the dead. The Jews were convicted of their sins and cried out, asking, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, or for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to those that are far off. And he says, brothers and sisters in Christ, friends, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now, what does Peter mean by the Lord's call? So the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. There is much confusion and false doctrine taught about the Lord's calling someone. What we want to know tonight, or this afternoon, is what does the Bible teach? Men teach many various things about how God calls one to be saved. First of all, it is God that calls everyone to be saved. Peter declared, it is God that calls, Acts 2 in verse number 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children. And then he says, to all that are far off. That gets us. That gets the Gentiles. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse Number 10, but the God of all grace who have called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9, God is faithful by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ Jesus is our Lord, and we have been called into the fellowship of his Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus taught that it is the Father that draws men unto him. John chapter 6 and verse 44 through 45. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Now, emphasize the emphasis on they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that have heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. You've got to be taught what God's will is concerning the salvation of your soul and the importance of being a member of the one true church. The Father draws by the preaching of the gospel. And those who hear the word and believe are drawn by God to Christ to have life, because spiritual life is only found in Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verses 10 through 17, and emphasis in verse number 14. Paul said, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? The book says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How does the Lord call men unto salvation? The matter of how the Lord calls men unto himself has been of great concern and debate in religious circles. In this his parable, Jesus showed that God would call men through his servants. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, and Matthew chapter 22 in verse number 3. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And verse number 14 of Matthew chapter 22, the Bible says, for many are called, but few are chosen. So God uses servants. He uses servants to call those to come to him because all things are ready. But men refuse to come. Then in Luke, Jesus said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He invited and called many, Luke chapter 14 and verse 16 to 24. In Luke chapter 14 and verse number 17, and he sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. Let us not make excuses when the Lord calls us through and by the gospel. He calls through the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 14, Paul said, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's drawing power. John chapter 12 and verse number 32, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. This is his power unto salvation. Romans chapter 1 in verses 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. God has a system of faith that produces faith in those who are the recipients of the faith. When you hear the word of God and obey the word of God, your soul can be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, he gave the great commission. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying that all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, in a relationship with the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world or the end of the age. Amen. In Mark's account, Mark 16 and 15 and 16, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, a lot of people think that baptism is not essential to salvation, but they're flying in the face of what the Lord has authorized and commanded. Baptism is for the remission, the forgiveness of our sins. Whom does the Lord call? Every man, every woman, every individual at the age of accountability. Every lost soul is called by the Lord. Jesus came to save the lost. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10. He came to call sinners unto repentance. In Luke chapter 5 and verse number 32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. In Peter's expression, unto them that are false, in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 39, the apostle had reference to the Gentiles in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 13 through 17. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who are sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is our peace, who have made both one, both Jew and Gentile are one in Christ, and have broken down the middle wall partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make of himself twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. The book says, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you that are far off and to them that were not. The Gentiles had been specifically called when Peter was sent to the household of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 15, in verse number 7 through 9, Peter said, when there had been much disputing, the book says that Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago that God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and putting no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. God sent Peter to the Gentiles, and Peter being a Jew, he was on a mission to preach the gospel. He was to call Cornelius and his household by the gospel call, that they might be recipients of God's salvation. In Acts 10 and verse number 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. This man was religious, but he was religiously lost. He was a praying man, but his prayers had come up as a memorial before God, but his prayer did not save Cornelius. Somebody said, I want to be saved like Cornelius. Cornelius was commanded to be baptized, he and his household. Acts 10 and verse number 48. In Acts chapter 11 and verse number 15, and as I began to speak, Peter says, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. The us is the apostles. The book teaches us. And the them of the household, Cornelius. The Holy Spirit baptized the apostles. Acts chapter 2, when the church came into existence, they were endowed with power from on high. Cornelius then received a baptismal measure to speak in tongues. God had to demonstrate to the Jewish brethren that he put no difference between Jew and Gentile. All had access to the gospel. Today, God would have all come to repentance and be saved. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come unto repentance. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Timothy rather chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Paul writing to the young evangelist Timothy and so forth. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. There is no way that anybody tonight in our world that we live in will be saved unless they come into the knowledge of the truth. And our job as Christians is to sound forth that truth so they have access to the knowledge of the truth and not this foolishness and this nonsense that I hear on the radio and the TV. What people are saying that all you got to do is just hold your hand in the air and wave it like you just don't care and call on God and God will save you by faith only. James said, faith without works is dead being alone. Faith alone will not save you tonight. There are a lot of people that are sitting on their porch and while you're going by, headed to worship service, and they are still on their porch from sun up to sun down. And they say when they die, they're automatically going to heaven. But that's not what this Bible teaches. You got to give some time, some energy, some effort, some prayers, some service to God before you leave this world. You've got to obey his plan of salvation. Unto what is the Lord calling men and women? From darkness unto light. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When you're not in Christ, you're walking in darkness. So God calls men and women out from darkness into the light. Jesus said in John 8 and verse number 12, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Psalms 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It illuminates the way from earth to heaven that we might know how we ought to walk. It calls us to be saints, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. What is a saint? The word is related to the word sanctify. It means those who are separated from the world and set apart to serve and worship a holy God. It does not mean that the Corinthian believers were all that they should have been, as Paul let them surely would make plain to all that would read his epistle. For he wrote to the Corinthians that even though they were called to be saints, they were reported of them that by the house of Chloe, that there were divisions in the church of Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Not only did they have the division among them, there was a carnal mindset, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Not only did they have a carnal mindset, but they had the responsibility that they had laid aside to deal with the brother who had his father's wife, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Not only that, but they were going to law before unbelievers or the unjust and not going before the saints in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul says to them that they were saints, but they were saints that needed instructions from the Apostle Paul in the Word of God. And even though they were set apart to serve God, they still needed some work, spiritually speaking, to be done in their lives. We'll call into fellowship with Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9. God is faithful whom you would call into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We'll call into the fellowship of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1 and verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You cannot walk hand in hand with the world and hand in hand with God and call yourself a saint, a child of God. You've got to make a choice. Will I serve God or will I serve the world? And sometimes people are intimidated by the world and their friends and associates. And they say, well, I didn't want to let them know that I was a Christian. If you'll be ashamed of the Lord before men, he'll be ashamed of you before his heavenly Father and all the holy angels. Because he'll call us into the fellowship with Christ. He'll call us to follow the steps of Jesus, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21. Even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Now I tell the congregation at Troy Road Church of Christ, where I serve, preach, and work and labor, that you only follow me as the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now, Paul was following Christ's word, his doing his will. Now, don't follow the preacher unless the preacher is doing the will of God according to the word of God. But so many times, members have preacher-itis, and they follow the preacher. And the preacher is off course with God's word. There was a gentleman in town of Union City, just up the road from Obine. He left the Church of Christ, Bishop Street, and started the Refuge Church. And now they have the Soul Food Cafe. They fellowship with denomination churches. And we get their literature, and it goes into file 13. Because I said they have the wrong impression. Everybody in the Church of Christ does not believe in fellowshipping with denominational false doctrine. A stand must be taken to adhere to God's pattern that he has authorized in the New Testament. Because the Lord have called us to follow the steps of Jesus Christ. We are to follow his son, who is the head of the church. We've called unto freedom, Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty or freedom. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, he says, do something. Serve one another. We've got to learn how to serve one another, encourage one another, pray for one another, uplift one another, be there for one another when we are down because the world have beaten us down. Members of the body of Christ need to help lift one another up, to keep on keeping on in the Lord. This is a freedom and a liberty from sin. John chapter 8 and verse number 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on him, he says, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only thing tonight that can make one free from sin is the truth of Jesus Christ. And John declares that the truth, if the Son make you free, you're free indeed. If God's Son makes us free from sin, then truly we are free indeed. We have responsibility unto what is the Lord calling men and women to salvation and into the church of the Bible. Where one can find peace in the midst of storms, trials, and tribulations, and that it might be well with our soul. He called us to peace in Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. I've learned more and more as time go by to be thankful that I obeyed the gospel call and that I'm members of the one body that the New Testament speaks of. Philippians 4 and verse number 7. Paul says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We've been called to receive a blessing, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessings, knowing that ye are hereunto, thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. We're going to inherit an eternal blessing because of this gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been called unto eternal glory. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10. Call unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After you have suffered a while. None of us like to suffer. But all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. God is able to perfect us, establish us, and strengthen us, and settle us. The calling is from God and heaven. It is a heavenly calling. Hebrews chapter 3 in verse number 1. Whereunto holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Who is he? Who is he? Christ Jesus, Christ the Lord. God have called us with a heavenly calling. This is heaven calling us to repent and obey his son, Jesus Christ. It is a high calling. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14. Paul said, for I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is a worthy calling. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 1. I therefore, Paul says, a prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. He says in verse number 4, for there is one body, one church, one spirit, one Holy Spirit, even your calling, one hope of your calling. We have the hope that heaven can be ours one day. Not only that, one Lord, Jesus Christ is our Lord, one faith, one system of faith that will make us New Testament Christians, and one baptism that will place one into the body of Christ. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26 and 27, for you all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for many of you have been baptized into Christ. You put him on. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. There's only one that the Bible speaks of. The Christian should realize that calling is such as to cause him to live in such a way as to glorify God. God deserves our praise. He deserves the glory. When we attend the service, we glorify God. Somebody said, do I have to be here? If you want to glorify God, you do. When we pray, we glorify God. When we sing, we glorify God. When we give, as God has blessed us to prosper, we glorify God in our giving. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we glorify God. When we preach and teach the word of God, we glorify God. For all glory and praise be unto him. And yes, God is still calling today. He's calling through the gospel of his son, Jesus Christ. Today is the day of grace. Despise not him that calleth. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. The Lord calls us to hear the gospel. Romans 10 and verse number 17. So then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The Lord calls us to believe the gospel. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The Lord calls us to repentance. Luke chapter 13, 3 and 5. I tell you nay, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You turn or burn in the end. The Lord calls by confession, confessing Christ to be God's dear son. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. The Lord calls by being baptized. He calls us to be baptized into the body of Christ, the kingdom of God's dear son. Acts 2 and verse 38. Acts 22 and verse 16. The Bible says that baptism is still essential to salvation. 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. The book says the like figure whereunto baptism does also now save us. We need to realize how God calls. He doesn't call through the still voice in the night, but he calls through the word of God, through servants of God, sounding forth the message of God, that men and women everywhere might know what God's will is concerning the salvation of their souls, because our soul is the most valuable thing that we possess tonight. If we lose our soul, then we have lost everything because of sin. And I pray, God, that men and women everywhere might humble themselves before the mighty hand of God and realize that God created us all through Adam and through Eve. We're blessed to have a relationship that is more than flesh, but spirit. And it is eternal in nature. It is an eternal call that we can spend eternity together in a place called heaven. But you've got to obey the gospel call in order to make heaven your eternal resting place. But you've got to live the Christian life after you obey the gospel call. I hope and pray I've said something to prick your heart, stir your mind, to appreciate the gospel and the Lord's call. Because he's not calling us any other way than through the word of God, by the teaching and preaching of that gospel of Jesus Christ, that our souls might be saved and spend eternity with the heavenly host. May God bless you.